Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The agriculture industry is under assault, and I'm not sure we realize it. We see new restrictions imposed on animal agriculture in a series of states, from California to Arizona, and now California. The California ballot initiative passed last month by a wide margin, 62 to 38. Crates for sows and cages for chickens will be banned. It's an emotional appeal, with the animal rights advocates saying the confinement practices are cruel. But we are on the defensive. The Humane Society is leading the charge, but they are not alone. I would not be surprised if the new Congress might not try to pass similar standards for the whole nation. And you may ask, well, so what? What's the big deal? Well, in the first place, I think commercial farmers treat their animals with tender, loving care. We have no choice if we expect to get efficient gains and maximum production. An unhappy chicken or pig will not do well. Chickens running around pecking in their own manure can risk contamination and spread a disease. And I know that's how we did it when I was a kid, feeding chickens and gathering eggs. But let's face it, we weren't very efficient then. And we hear all the complaints about rising food prices. Well, free-range chicken eggs cost about 20 cents each, and conventional produced eggs, 10 cents. The cost of eggs in California is going to double. However, it probably won't, at least not for now, because the egg production business will just move to another state where they don't have such silly restrictions. The hog crates are another issue. Smithfield Foods has already said they intend to phase out the use of crates. They're giving up. Horse slaughter and processing has already been stopped in the United States. We need to realize that the farming industry is under attack. A lot of people that don't know much about farming and ranching want to tell us how to do our work. The whole ag industry, from farm to market, should be aware of the risk and work closer together to protect our collective interests. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
As we kiss.